Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Vav, and we are four lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So yesterday we began really the last chapter, so to speak, the last chelek of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, which is the sugyas that deal with Yayin Nesach. And as we'll see, that really this entire week, daf Nun Hey, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, up until the Mishnah, daf Samach Amud Beis, is really one sugya. It's the sugya that deals with wine, even of a yid, that was touched by a guy. And really, from a raid perspective, it's important to learn all these gemaras to be able to go into the halacha and understand some of the interesting halacha l'maisa. So really, from a daf yomi standpoint, it's a pretty easy week because the dafen are short, it's long tosfos in, and really it's very difficult to even touch the raid until we've gone through all the gemaras. Either way, we'll do what we do. Regardless, so the Mishnah began with a description of the ancient winemaking process. So once upon a time, there was what was referred to by the Chachamim as a gas. That was a large area where the winemakers would place grapes and they would press the grapes over there. That gas was attached to a chute, some sort of pipe, that would cause the water, the juice that was coming out of the grapes, which eventually would be the wine, to flow downward, and it would land in a bar. The bar either had a keli in it, or the bar didn't have a keli, but it was lined with sid. Rashi says it was a bar sid, she'enem ha'apetipa, and regardless, what would happen is you'd press the grapes in this upper area, the juices that came out of the grapes would ooze down the chute, and they would go into the bar. Now, as we saw in the Mishnah, sometimes they would have to press the grapes multiple times until they got all the juice out. So they would press the grapes would disperse a little bit, they would go gather them physically with their hands, put it back in one central area, what the Mishnah refers to as the tapuach, they would press it again, again, and again, until they were comfortable that they got all the juices out, it would flow down into the bar. Another thing we saw is that as the juices would flow down the chute into the bar, there was some sort of masnenes. There was a sieve, a strainer of some sort. The purpose of it was to separate the chartzanim, the zagin, the peels, the pits, the parts of the grapes that they didn't want to have as part of the wine from the wine itself. They only wanted the wine to go into the bar. Even after it settled in the bar, as we're going to see right now in this first Gemara, the wine would sit for a little while, and there was more sediment, and more psoilis, and more chartzanim, and more zagin that would have to separate. So they would leave it there for a while in the bar, and with time, the things that weren't supposed to be there would float to the top, they would skim it off, they would have wine. Even after they bottled the wine, there was still going to be more chartzanim and zagin that had to be separated. So this was a multi-pronged process. Regardless, the Gemara picks up on that note. So the Mishnah had said that the halacha is, as it relates to stam yenam, or as it relates to the halacha, that if a goy touches wine, even wine that belongs to a yid, the halacha is that it's included in the gzeira of yayin shalev dekei chavim. So the question is, at what point is it deemed wine? Meaning, what point during the winemaking process do we look at it as wine, so that the halacha would be, at that point, all the halachas of yayin would apply. So the Mishnah said, loikhin gas pe'utam in oivikei chavim. If the wine, the juices that were touched by the goy, were in the gas, it's okay. Meaning, if a guy touches grapes, it's pashut, it's fine. If he touches wine, it's not fine. At what point do we say that these juices went from being part of the anavim, being treated halachically as grapes, to now suddenly be treated as wine? So the Mishnah seems to say that as long as it's not in the bar yet, whether it's in the gas, even if it's flying down the pipe, going down the chute, the halacha seems to be ve'enu oisei yayin nesach ad sheyer lebar. It's only yorad lebar mashe bebar asar. Even then, hashar mutar. So the halacha, the Mishnah was that the wine is treated as wine as relates to the halachas of yayin shalev dekechavim once it lands in the bar. That's that bottom pit. But anywhere above that, it's not going to be a problem. Stating that, Rav Huna said in the Gemara, yayin kimet shehizcheli mashek oisei yayin nesach. It's not that way. That wine becomes wine as soon as it starts oozing out of the grape. So even if it's not in the bar yet, once it starts flowing from the grapes, at that point, it's already considered wine. I think the Gemara, Rav Huna, you're an Amora, how could you go connect to the Mishnah? So Rav Huna made a kentus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said that the only time it becomes wine when it's actually in the bar is talking about where the gas, that upper area, was pekuka, it was stuffed, it was meleya, it was filled to the top. There was no way for those juices, for that wine to actually flow down to the pit. And it's at that point that we say that whatever's in the gas is not going to be considered wine. But let's say it would be open and it was flowing freely, even if it didn't physically land in the pit, at that point it's going to be okay. And the Gemara said, by the way, that really, really, Rav Huna's halacha is a mefurish and a braisa, because it's a braisa that describes a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Achrayna is our Mishnah. The Mishnah Achrayna seemed to say clearly, Rav Huna's halacha, in Dorchen and Ma'ivik Echavim Begas, Mishum de Rav Huna, as we went into that in great detail yesterday. So the bottom line is, as it relates to when exactly it turns into wine, the Stam Mishnah Nunheya Medalef would seem to see it's not wine, Ad Sheyere Lebar. Rav Huna said that no, the Yayin Kivet Shehischali Moshech, even if it's in the gas, it's already Oysa Yayin Esech. And the Gemara said, really, it's a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. Rav Huna's not going to negate the Mishnah. You don't even need Rav Huna's like Kemta, because it was a Braisa that clearly said that there was a before and after in terms of the Chachamim's understanding of exactly how you look at wine. With that, Hakdama Zokt today's Daf. So the Tan of our Mishnah holds that wine becomes wine once it flows into the bar. Till it comes to the bar, it's not wine anymore. But frank the Gemara, but there's a Mishnah, Mesachtes Maestres, that says Yayin Mishe Yikta. Wine is treated as wine once it gets separated, meaning the wine itself is separated from the Chartzanim and the Zogin. It's separated from the peels and the pits and everything that's inside the wine. Now that Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. And the context is Hilchas Maestris. So why isn't a gay in Hilchas Maestris whether something is wine or is not wine? Because the halacha is that the only time something is chayiv in Chumas or Maestris Midei Raisa, the only time something is treated as Tevel Midei Raisa, is once it's Nigmar Malachtais. If you have a fruit, for example, whose Malacha was not completed yet, it's not chayv in chumas u'maisus midai raisa, which means that midai raisa you're allowed to eat it. It's only midrabanon that you're not allowed to eat it. And even midrabanon, it's only in achilas kva that you're not allowed to eat, but in achilas aroi, you are going to be allowed to eat. So the bottom line is, the real halachas of chumas u'maisus are first chal, once the product that's in discussion is deemed to have been nigmar malachta. So that Mishnah is discussing wine. When do you look at wine as being a finished product? And the Mishnah says, Mishnah Yikva, when the wine goes from the gas, down the chute, through the strainer, into the bar, and then it settles in the bar to where the chartzanim rise to the top, and now you have a separation inside the bar between the chazarai that you don't want and the wine that you obviously do want. It's at that point that there's a chiyuv chumas u'maisris midei raisa. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say that once it goes to the bar, our Mishnah was the shita that was the most makel in the halachas of Yayin Esach. This is the Mishnah Rishayna that says, Dorchim ma'ir dekechavim begas, which says that the only time it becomes Yayin once it goes into the bar, but at least when it comes into the bar, that alone is enough. You don't need more than that. You don't need it to be in the bar and now settle in the bar so that you have the separation between the chartzanim. So how do you shtim the Mishnah Mesachtes Avodah Zarah with the Mishnah Mesachtes Maaseh? It's true, it's two different halachas. One's discussing the laws of Yayin Esach, the other one's discussing the laws of Maestris. But the fundamental principle that underlies both halachas is one and the same. It's, when do we look at wine as being wine? When did it convert from grapes to wine so that now we can look at it, you have a finished product? It's negated the halachas of Yayin Esach. When is it Yayin? It's negated the halachas of Maestris. And you have a stira. Amar Rabbi Leikash, or Rabbi Kiva, or Rabban. It's true. There's no way to reconcile the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah with the Mishnah Masechtas Maestris. And the only way out is by saying it's a machlokes tanam. And I have the Machlokes Tanam. I know which Tanam it is. One's Rabbi Akiva, one's Rabban Tanan. We learned in a Beraisa. This is a Tanya, Yayin, Mishayerid Labar. Yayin becomes Chayvin, Maestris Medei Raisa once it goes to the bar. Rabbi Akiva, Ayim, Mishayekva. Gives us not when it comes to the bar, but it's when the Chatzanim are separated from the wine that's inside the bar. These are these two Shitas, meaning our Mishnah is going like the Tanakama of that Beraisa, and the Mishnah Mesachtes Maestris is Rabbi Akiva of that Beraisa. Iboy Luhu. When Rabbi Akiva said Mishe Yikfa, which is also the Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, Kipui the bar or Kipui the kavas. So we said that the wine and the chatzanim are continuously separating. When they're in the bar, they would let the wine settle so that whatever had to rise to the top would rise to the top. They would take it out, They would put it into barrels. And then when it was in the barrels, they would let it settle again. Because there was always a little bit of chartzanim, a little bit of psoilis that needed to be separated. So when we say Misha Yikva, do we mean the kipfoy that's taking place in the bar, which is a earlier stage? Or do we mean even the later stage, when it's separating in the chavis? Toshma Tan. This is a Mishnah. So it's whenever it says Tanya in the Gemara, it means Tanan. When it says Tanan, it means Tanya. Either way, the Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. This is also Masechtas Maestres. Yayin Misha Yikfa. Okay. Afal Pisha Kofa in the Mishnah explains and says that even once it starts separating, Koilet Menagaswal Yoino, Uminatsino Vishoisa. So when you have wine, again, in the context of Maestres, it went down to the bar. So you have to wait until this Kifui takes place in order to be Chayiv Chumas of Maestres Midei Raisa. So the Mishnah elaborates on it. The Mishnah says, what happens if the Kifui began, so at that point, whatever's in the bar is going to be chayv and chumas or maestres. However, you could be koilek min al gas al yoino. You could take from the gas, that's the top area, uminatzinar, or from the shoot, you could take from there as well, v'shoysa, and it's not going to be a problem. Shema mino, you see clearly, keep it the bar kamina. Because what's the picture? What's the image that the Mishnah is trying to depict? The Mishnah is depicting an image where you have wine in the bar, you also have some wine left on the gas, you have wine coming down the shoot, whatever's in the bar, and kifui already took place, that chelik is going to be chayv and chumas and maestres. Whatever's in the other part of the wine press is not going to be a problem. So we're not talking about where the kifui is already in the chavis. We're talking about what's merely in the bar. At that point, that's going to be enough. Break the Gemara Kash. So the Tanakama in this braisa said that what's the shear? When are you chayv and chumas and maestres for yayin? Once it's yerid labar v'yikfa. Rab Kiva says, mishiyish labachavis. Then no. Just because it's in the bar. And even if there was kipoy already, that's not enough for it to be chayv and chumas and maizis. When is a chayv and chumas and maizis midei raisa? Where you're shayev, where you take the wine and you put it into the chavis. Rashi's lashon is mishayishla hayayim minabar lihi nasein b'chavis, with the intention of putting in the chavis. But the point is, according to the Tanakama in this braisa, when are you chayv and chumas and maizis for yayin? When it enters the bar, v'yikfa. When are you chayv and korin Rabbi Akiva? When it enters the bar, this kipoy, but there's one more step. And you remove the wine from the bar with the intention of putting it in the chavis. So really what you have is a stira, sayin the chachamim, and sayin Rabbi Akiva. In the previous Mishnah, we said, which we found was a braisa, yayin mishayere the bar, that was the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva said, Misha Yikfer. Over here, the sheet of the Tanakama, assuming it's the same Tanakama, it's the same Chachamim, is Yayim Misha Yeri Labar Viyikfer, which was Rabbi Akiva's sheet in the previous Brisa. And here, Rabbi Akiva is even more makel. He says, Misha Yishla B'chavias. That even if it's in the bar, even if there's kippur, you have to be shoylet from the Chavias. So which one is it? So the Gemara, Tirtzanami, Lachkamaisahach, you're right. You have a stira, and the only way you added a stira is by being metargame the original brisa. Yayim mishyer labar v'yikva, kivayim mishyish labachavias. So you have to go back, you have to do some surgery to the original brisa, and you have to say that when the chachamim said yayim mishyer labar, they don't mean mishyer labar. That alone isn't enough. It's mishyer labar v'yikva. Where Yakiva said mishyer yikva, it's not really what he meant. What he meant was mishyer yikva, and you did the next step as well. V'yish labachavias. But the Gemara says, that's very nice. So the two brises, I mean, it's a doichik, but it's a way out of the brayse. But the problem is our Mishnah. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that when does something become Yayin Esech? When it's Yered Labar. So the Mishnah was Mashma, Yered Labar is going to be enough. It doesn't even mention the word Yikva. Till now we thought, who was the Tana of our Mishnah? We thought it was the Tanakama. That holds that when it comes to Chumas and Maestris, Yayin Mishnah Yered Labar. But now you're telling me that even the Tanakama and Maestris holds, it's not Mishnah Yered Labar, that's not enough. It's Mishyer Lavar V'yikva. And Rabbi Akiva, who had said Mishyer Lavar V'yikva, he really holds Mishayish Labachavis. But there's no Tana in the Braisa or the Mishnah that discusses the halachis of Maestris that holds Yer Lavar is enough for it to be considered wine. Who's then the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, as it relates to Yayin Nesech, it's Achi Yair Labar. So the Gemara says, Leimet Lasa Tanai? Should we say that there's really three Tanam? This is the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Zavai the Zara, that holds that Yayin is considered Yayin once it's Yair Labar. There's the Tanakama of the two Brises, more clear in the second Brisa, edited in the first Brisa, that holds Mishayir Labar V'yikfa, meaning it's in the bar and the chatzana was separated from the wine itself. And then finally, there's Rabbi Akiva Shita, who Rabbi Akiva holds that it has to go to the bar. You need the kifuya, you need one more step. You have to be shayla. You have to take the wine out of the bar in order for it to be nigmar malach. So the three tanam, the Gemara says, lo yishani yai nesech, dachmiru beirabon. It could be, no, it's not three shitas. It could be there's two shitas linya meiser, and there's one shita linya yai nesech. As it relates to meisris, that's mechlekes Rabbi Akiva. And the chachom, our Mishnah has a different definition of when we look at wine as being complete. Yeah, our Mishnah is discussing a different sugya. Our Mishnah is discussing Yayin Esek. Yayin Esek is very chomer, as we're going to see soon. Very chomer. I mean, Yayin Esek is very chomer. The chomer machmer. And the chachamim said that it's we look at the wine as being wine before you remove it from the bar, even before the kifur took place. Once it's in the bar itself, that alone would be enough for it to be considered wine. But the Gemara says, Ule Rava deloishani le. But according to Rava, who didn't want to answer that, meaning we started off the sugi with a steer. We said, the Mishnah says that when is wine considered wine, linyan ayin esach? Once it's in the bar. The kasha was, is a Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, where the Mishnah says, when is wine considered wine, linyan Maestris? When it's in the bar and the chatzanim are separated from the wine itself. And the Gemara thought it was a great kasha. We have a whole Amid Gemara, short Amid, but we have a whole technical Amid, but we have a whole Amid Gemara nonetheless that discusses this stira. Now, if you're going to tell me there's a chilik between Yayin Nesech and Maestris, and Yayin Nesech is more chamor, then this whole sugi is dead on arrival. Then there's no sugi over here. Loi kash, kan Yayin Nesech, kan Maestris. And as much as Maestris, Tevel, is something that's very chamor, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Zar, Truma, the Taroivis, the Lam de Shirashi on the top of the Amid yesterday that we didn't go into, there's so much chumra, you would think, in the sugis of Tevel, but Yayin Nesech is even more chamor. So Yayin Nesech, bar, is treated. Wine is treated as wine once in the bar. But as it relates to Maestris, whatever. Misha Yikva, Rabbi didn't say that. Rabbi got involved and already, Hamani, one is the Rabbanon, one's Rabbi Akiva. So the Chura, Rabbi, who started this whole sugya, and he didn't want to answer, one is Yayin Esach and one is not, that means Yayin Esach and Maestris is the same sugya. If that's the case, the Chura, you have three shittas over here. You have the shita of the Mishnah that holds wine is considered wine once it enters the bar. You have the shita of the Tanakama of the Brises. Again, Moma Furish in the second Brisa. Edited in the first brisa that holds Mishayeri Labar V'yikfa as it separates in the bar. And then you have the third sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which is Mishayish L'Bachavius. Even after the stage of Kifo, you have to remove it from the bar in order for it to be treated in wine. So is it going to be three Tanoim? So the Gemara says, yeah. The Rabbi L'Shani Le'mukam La Kitlasa Tanoim. The Mishnah said, Masha B'bar Aser V'Hashar Muter. So the halacha of the Mishnah, which we saw in the Gemara, was the Mishnah Rishayna. The food didn't pass him like the Mishnah Rishayna was. That wine is considered wine le'inyan yayin esach once it enters the bar. But until it enters the bar, it's not considered wine. Oh my, Rav Huna said, Lo'ishan u'elosh le'hichser gargusni le'gas, aval hichsi gargusni le'gas, awesome. So now we get introduced to another part of the winemaking process, something that we discussed, but for the first time inside, the gargusni was the strainer that was beneath the chute. It was separating the chute from the bar. Gas goes down the chute. We don't have a name for that yet. Gargusni, that's this strainer where everything is going to be separated, or not everything, but some of it is going to be separated. And beneath it, you're going to have the bar. So it says, Rav Huna, sometimes in the gargusni itself, it was a keli for itself. And wine would sometimes get stuck in the gargusni. If the guy in the winemaking process would take the wine in the gargusni, go up to the gas, dump it into the gas, at that point, everything in the gas is going to be awesome. So ordinarily, masha begas is mutter. Again, according to the Mishnah Rishayna. But even the Mishnah Rishayna that holds that what's in the gas pe'uta is mutter, that's only true if you didn't take the wine from the gargusni and dump it into the gas. If you dumped it into the gas, it's going to be awesome. Freik Tosfos, why don't you say, bittel b'rayv, you would think that the gas was much bigger than the gargusni. So any little bit of wine that you have in the gargusni should be bottled. So really the sugi is a bit of beroiv as relates to yayin. Later in the Masechta, some geshmaka hashtag raid type sugi is mendemine lay bottle, v'chula v'chula. But the bottom line is, says Rav Huna, this whole halach is true if you didn't take the wine in the gargusni and put it back in the gas. But if you took the wine in the gargusni, it's, but the Gemara says gargusni gufa b'maikom etzer. Why? Why is that true? L'chura, where was the gargusni? The gargusni is above. Any wine that's in the gargusni is coming from the gas. It never went to the bar, the wine in the bar is also. So if you assume that there's wine from the bar in the gargusni, I got it. Meaning, if Rafuna would say, if you took wine from the bar, you dumped it into the gas, is also. Okay, yeah, verstehtsach. The wine in the bar is also. If you put it into the gas, now the wine in the gas is also going to be also. I bittle, whatever. But that would make a lot of sense. But the gargusni itself, how did the wine in the gargusni ever become also? The gargusni is on top of the bar. And the wine doesn't become also, even according to the most stringent position in the Mishnah Rishayna, until it comes to the bar itself. Right, says the Gemara. So, gargusni gufa b'maiko mitzra, says the Gemara, I know what you're going to tell me, benitzok. You're probably going to say that being that there's a straight flow, a constant flow of liquid that's coming from the gargusni to the bar, so that, what's called in halacha, nitzok, that flow is considered a chibor. So we look at it as if the wine in the bar is connected to the wine in the gargusni. This is halacha in mikvah. It's halacha in different areas in Shas. So says the Gemara, shmamina nitzok chibor, is that what we should spar? Should we walk away from this sugya from Rav Huna's halacha and say that I have a maru mokim the next time I learn the sugyas of nitzok and say, avidazor nunvav on the days, 56b, shitas Rav Huna, as it relates to the ayin nesach, that nitzok is a chibor? The Gemara says no. Gintani Rav Chiyah, Chia was asked a similar kasha. It's a kasha lekamon ayin beis on the base. And over there, Reb Chia gave an answer. He made an ikimta in a wine press and said that sometimes the bar would fill up so high that the wine in the bar would actually be nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. Because remember, the gargusni has holes in it, so the wine can come from the bar up just like it goes there. So sometimes it's possible for the bar to be so loaded with wine that it would actually be nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. So we'll make the same akimta over here. That's what Rav Huna was talking about. In a case where it was pichsasai bairai, where you had the wine actually being nesarev, meaning the wine in the pit was actually nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. Over there, you have wine from the bar. You have wine in the bar. Now you mix it again. Veshteitzach, it's going to be awesome. Zok the Gemara. On the topic again of when exactly wine is considered wine, as it relates to the halachas of Yayin Esach, the Mishnah said, Achiyer Labar. We saw potentially, according to Rava, it's really three shittas. Achiyer Labar, Misha Yikfe, or Misha Yishla Bechavias. But this was all in the Mishnah Rishayna. There was a Mishnah Achrayna that took a much more stringent position. The Mishnah Achrayna said that even Gas Pe'uta, even the Oiske Klapta Anovim that are in the gas, that's in the upper area, even those juices are not looked at as Anovim anymore. Even those juices are looked at as wine. Lamai Nafkimina, if a guy touches it, and we saw another Nafkimina. Could a Yid be Doirech with an Oivik Echavim in the gas? Is he allowed to take a job for a non-Jewish wine press, and his job is going to be to trample on those grapes that are in the gas? If you look at the liquids in the gas as being Yayin Nesach, then you can't, because you're not going to have anor from Yayin Nesach. If you don't look at it as being Yayin Nesach, then it's not Yayin Nesach. As a result, it's going to be Mutter. Sakhti Gemara, who Yanuka, there was a child. The Tana Avodas Kechavin, Beshishni, he was 6 years old, and he already knew Hilchas Avodas Kechavim. Bo'mine, they came, they asked the Mishaila. So I don't know if they asked the Mishaila because, you know, they wanted, he was like the Rav, he was the Paisik, or they asked the Mishaila, they were Pasha testing him. So Bo'mine, Ma'u Lidroich Ema Evi Kechavim Begas. Pretty straightforward question. I mean, it's a Mishnah Rishayna, it's a Mishnah Achrayna, it's a Sugya. I'm sure if you go through the Taisus and it's a little more complicated. But that was the Shaila. The Shaila was, are you allowed to be Dorich Ema Evi Kechavim Begas? Amalahu, so he was a Mekel, he Paskin. Amalahu, he said, Dorich Ema Evi Kechavim Begas. It's okay. But they had a follow-up question. Said, come and ask the other. Why aren't you worried the guy's going to touch the wine when it's in the gas? Shouldn't that be an issue? So he could have said, maybe it's not wine at that point. That would be the position of the Mishnah Rishayna. But the Mishnah Achrayna didn't hold that way. Mishnah Achrayna held that, no, we do look at it as wine. So, assuming the Mishnah Achrayna, that was the question. Why are you worried that he's going to touch the wine? And if he touches it, maybe it'll be Menasech at Lavi Dazara. That is the chash of Yayin. So why aren't you worried about that whole issue? So he told him that it's true. My hope heter, my psak is only true if you tie the guy's hands there. So if he doesn't have his hands, then yeah, he has no way of being menasech lavoy dezara. If you know for sure he wasn't menasech lavoy dezara, then it's going to be okay. Which, by the way, is going to be a major theme in the next few dafim. Is there an iser of Yayin shenaga by oivik kechavim when you know for sure that the guy wasn't menasech lavoy dezara? So if you leave a bottle of wine that's not mevushel on your dining room table and the guy that cleans up, and then your oops, You know for sure she wasn't menasachet l'avodah zara. She's an atheist, whatever. She wasn't menasachet l'avodah zara. People aren't really menasach so much l'avodah zara today, right? So the question is, are you okay? Is it a problem or is it not a problem? So this is again one of the real themes coming up here. But that was what they told him. So that was what he passed in the child. He said, oh, if you tie up his hands, he wasn't menasach l'avodah zara. So you have nothing to worry about. But he's never come menasach beregel. Why are you worried about his feet? So he said, no, nisach deregel lo shmei nisach. He was a poisik, banging out piske. He says, you have nothing to worry about. You can be derech and agas. You just have to make sure the guy's hands are tied. Feet, I'm not worried about feet. Sokti Gemara, it's not so posh. It's really, if a guy touches wine with his feet. There was a story. It was in Arda, where there was a yid and a guy, and they were both trampling on wine together with their feet. They brought the shayel to Shmuel. And Shmuel didn't want to paskin right away. He waited klasa rigli. He waited chal shugalim before he issued a psak. Meaning, he said he needed to wait a little bit. Why three regalim? So Rashi says, "Shayu miskapsim l'shmoya drasha hilchas pesach bepesach hilchas atzeres baatzeres hilchas chag bechag." Now Shmuel lived in Bavel, right? Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. Shmuel lived in Bavel. It sounds like there used to be oilu rega to Shmuel in Bavel to hear drashas. So that's a conversation for another day. But either way, v'shaye Shmuel tlasa rigli. Shmuel waited three regalim before he issued a psak. So the Gemara says, "My time. What was Shmuel? What did he want to hear from these chachamim?" Is it because there's a machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, wine of a yid that was touched by a guy? So you know you're not allowed to drink it. What about hanah? Could you have hanah from it? Could you not have hanah from it? So the Gemara is about to bring a brisa. It's a machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, and with Shmuel maybe waiting around to see whether the halacha is like the Rabbanon. Or is that halacha like Rav Nosson? So that's why he waited three regalim. He wanted to get clear, hear from different rabbanim who had mesira from their rabbeim, to find out what's the halacha as it relates to the iser hanah of wine of a year that was touched by a guy. Tanya, we went to the price of mother doy, baby ad baby regal yumacher. If a guy measured wine with his hand or with his foot, you could sell it. Meaning, you could have hanah from it. Yumacher implies you can't drink it, but it also implies you could sell it. Meaning, you could have hanah. Rav Nosson aimer biad aser biregel mutter. That biad it's aser. Meaning you can't even sell it. You can't even have hanah. So maybe Shmuel's waiting around to see whether halacha is like Rav Nosson. But what's the problem? Read Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson that said that Yayin, Shenoga by Oyve Kechavim is Osir, he clearly said Biyad. But Beregom Yomar, did he say it's Osir if the guy touches it with his foot? And the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya was, Ahu Uvdav Dahabim in Arda, the Dashu Yisrael by Kechavim, Dashu Mi. With their feet. So Rav Nosson doesn't have to do with anything. Rav Nosson clearly says that Beregom it's going to be mutter, or at least it's not going to be aser b'hanah. So you can't tell me that Shmuel waited around three regalim to find out if the halacha is like Rav Nosson and the Chacham, whether maga oive kechavim creates iser hanah, because the cheat in shas that holds that it creates iser hanah is Rav Nosson, and Rav Nosson clearly said it only biyad, not beregel. So the machlekes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim have no bearings to this maisa. So Shmuel's waiting around. He's not sure what the halach is. He wants to hear from the Chachamim. What was his suffix? His suffix was whether it's aser bahana. It's definitely not aser bahana. Rav Nosson, who's the one that holds, he's the machmer that holds. When a guy touches wine, it becomes aser bahana. He said it only biyad, not beregel. So what did he want to hear? Elodi mashkach natana deshari kirab shimin isharia filo b'shtiyah. He knew from Rav Nosson that Rav Nosson said biyad aser, but beregel mutter. It was implied from that brisa that there is a concept of Yayin Nesech, if a guy touches wine, even with his foot, right? Read the brayis again. Mudad, if the guy measured it, bein biyad, bein beregel, yimoker. What does that mean, yimoker? Sell it, but you can't drink it, even if he touched it with his foot. And even Rav Nosson, that's machmer. Okay, so he was only machmer biyad, he wasn't machmer beregel, but he's moida, that beregel, it's going to be awesome. So muscharishin, at this point, the understanding would be, based on this maisa, if a guy touches wine, even with his foot, it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. But Shmuel knew there's a Shitas Reb Shimon. Shitas Reb Shimon is the Kaman Daf Samech Amid Beis, where Reb Shimon holds that it could be if a guy touches wine, Shaloi b'kavano l'nasech, it could be over there, it's going to be mut. Like we mentioned earlier, it could be the only time Maga Oyve Kechavim creates an Isayayi Nasech is if it's done with the intention to be menasech. Otherwise, like if somebody falls into a pit, tomorrow's daf is going to talk about a child that doesn't even understand the concept of the Yayin Nesach. So let's say say a tinik ben yoimai, a guy touches wine, it becomes aser, it's tomorrow, it's the whole daf tomorrow. So the same idea. So the question is, does it become aser or does it not become aser? And he knew there was a shittes Reb Shimon that it's mutter. So he held that according to Reb Shimon, that if somebody touches yayin, and you know for sure it wasn't done, adayt etachi to be menasech, it's mutter. So the chur in this case, where they were just jumping on the wine, so the chur you would think it should be mutter, but he wasn't sure if the halachas like Reb Shimon. So he waited around to hear, shalish regalim, hear from the chachamim that came, do you know if the halachas like Reb Shimon? Because had somebody told him the halachas like Reb Shimon, in that case he would have been not ba'anob. Of course it's going to be mutter. The only one that holds, ma'agoy v'kechavim is also b'nasr, Reb Nasr, Reb Nasr clearly said it's b'yad, not b'regel. But he held, maybe the halachas like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds, you need kavon on l'nisuch, we'll see shittas Reb Shimon again much better in the next few days. So the shayla was, if the halachas like Reb Shimon, then sefank nishtan. Reb Shimon doesn't hold like Reb Nasr and the chavim that shita. Chura, b'regel would be mutter if you hold like Reb Shimon, and that's what he was waiting out to see whether the halachas like Reb Shimon exhale.